Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. Spirit in the sky, that's like me. Beaming down across the northern half of the Western Hemisphere on the radio and out then around the world in our simulcast, our broadcast, and followed within a quarter of a second with our simulcast, our global simulcast. So whether you're listening on the radio or on the internet, we thank you for that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. But I want to talk to you about another book right now, Health Reform, What Small Businesses Need to Know. That's by Dr. J. Marie Mulvey. She's our guest, our good friend right now. J. Marie, congratulations again on this important book. You want to give us a website?
Yes, actually, healthreformandyou.com. If you go there, you will see the book and all the information about it. And it's also available on Amazon.
It's chock full of important things you need to know, folks, for small businesses. And it's one of those things I think you'll just keep on your desk. You won't put it in your library. Okay, J. Marie, you warned us. You fired a shot across our bow in the last segment about all the things that we're going to have to do as small business owners. And tell us what level of business employees we have to have. To have to comply with all the things we got to comply with, all the paperwork, before the end of the year.
Well, the magic number is 50. If you have 50 or more, what's called full-time equivalents, then you have to potentially pay a penalty if you don't provide coverage for your workers, but you also have to start filling out all these tax returns. And basically, the tax returns for each and every full-time worker, you will have to identify by month whether they have coverage, the type of coverage, what premiums
that's
you're
a
paying
lot
for
of, that's a lot of time and expense doing it.
Obviously. And then you'll have to track how many full-time workers you have, how many full-time equivalents by month to tell the IRS, and then they're going to try to coordinate all this because they are the gatekeeper.
See, this is the kind of thing, J. Marie, that had this been a bipartisan bill, somebody on the other side, whatever other side that would have been, somebody would have said, hey, let's talk about this a little bit. This is onerous on these people who create half the economy. You're gonna do detrimental things to them and to the economy if we can't find a way to make this easier for them. What do you think, J. Marie?
Yes, and a lot of small businesses are confused about what they have to do. They don't know how to fill out these forms. The penalty for not filling out a form is $250 per full-time worker.
Wow.
Up to $3 million.
Wow. And we've all got that much money. That's just lunch money for us laying around, isn't it, folks? Golly. I'm so good at sarcasm. All right, J. Marie, what else we got to do?
So those are the big things. Unfortunately, if they don't know how to do it, they do pay the penalty. And the actual penalty for not providing coverage, they have to figure that out, too. It's not just that they provide
coverage.
So
we have to decide what our own sentence is.
Yes.
And then remit that.
Actually, if they provide coverage, it has to be something called affordable and adequate. And affordability means you can't charge, employees can't pay premiums more than 9.5%, get this, of their household modified adjusted gross income.
Unbelievable.
But employers don't know household income, so they're giving you different ways to do that.
Unbelievable.
So it is very confusing.
You know, this just makes us want to... I started to say take a hostage, but you can't say that these days, can you? It does. It just makes us want to scream. And I tell you something else, J. Marie. Do you realize that entrepreneurship is down in America, right?
Because of all the regulations.
What else? This is stifling, and we wonder why the economy is half of what it ought to be. I promise you, Obamacare, as it impacts big companies and little companies, I'm convinced that it's a whole point off of our GDP a year. Not just the reality of it, but the specter of it, too. What do you think?
Well, there is a lot of regulation. It does hurt small businesses, and they're trying to find ways to get around it. One way they try to do it for ACA is to have independent contractors instead of employees.
Yeah.
But that's very difficult.
But the IRS doesn't like that.
No, they don't like that.
They'll put you in jail if you do that wrong.
Yes, you have to be very careful.
Folks, that's,
it depends on the
that's
nature
been,
of the business.
That's one of the early tax compliance issues I ever talked about on this show almost 18 years ago. Jay Marie was how to not get in trouble with the IRS or with contractors. And now the government is still doing things to cause us to move in that direction.
Right. And then we have the elections coming up, the presidential elections.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you in the next segment. I want you to share some of your thoughts on that. But what else have we got to do on the on paperwork? What else is left?
Well, that's the main part, is figuring out the paperwork. And the problem is, people are going to their CPAs and they're confused. The insurance brokers are confused. So it's really a big educational effort to try to tell people what they have to do. And it's still confusing to me. And I'm working in the area.
Well, I'll tell you one industry that's benefited from this, and that's the healthcare. The companies that provide health care services.
The insurance brokers.
Well, not the insurance brokers necessarily. People who are providing health care and health care services and health care compliance.
Right, and they're charging a lot of money.
There's an industry out there that's taking care of this. Well, and it's competitive. I mean, you know, they've got all these companies have plenty of competitors. It's competitive, but if you've got enough people to where, you know, somebody's got to wade through this, you know, this industry. The ACA has been a boon to that industry, the healthcare services and compliance industry.
It has, and a lot of the payroll companies are trying to get in on the act.
Some of them are, but they're just payroll companies. But I'm talking about the people who do, you know, more than that. Even
right,
like the PEOs, the professional employee organizations. There's several of them out there. All right, quick break. Right back with Jay Marie Marvais. I need your website one more time, Jay Marie.
HealthReformNU.com.
The book is called Health Reform, What Small Businesses Need to Know, wherever books are sold. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.